Good evening. For the benefit of those who were not with us this morning, I would like to briefly introduce our speaker this evening. Tyler Martin is a student at Bear Valley School of Biblical Studies in Denver, Colorado area, and our congregation has helped financially support him to some degree in that process of his education. And he's here tonight to share with us from the Word. So let's give our attention to Tyler as he shares with us from the Word of God.
Before I start, I just want to say thank you for everything you guys do here. It is more than a blessing to be able to go to Bear Valley and study God's Word day in, day out. And it cannot be possible without you guys. And I just want to thank you all for that opportunity. It's intense by the amount of workload, but it is also wonderful, and it's awesome to see how God works in many ways. What I want to talk about tonight is about light and darkness. And I want to take a little twist to this. I know a lot of people say good and evil. I want to go more on how we can be the light. Have you ever went to, like, as you're going to bed, you're just laying there trying to sleep, but you have this light detector in your room, and you're just like, it's a lot of light. I wish that light, that little tiny little light was out. Or you look down at underneath your door, and somehow there's light coming under your door. And you're wondering where it's at, and it's, somehow it's your microwave from the kitchen. Somehow it's reaching all the way to your door. And it's just like, how is that reaching me? How is that small little dinky light that is so dim being able to reflect off many things and come into my room and reach me? Well, it got me thinking. Is God's light in me reaching the people three doors down the block? Or is it reaching the people that I come in contact with? So, I want to first talk about is, what is darkness? We all know that it's evil, like I said, and if you turn to Proverbs 4:19, I'm sorry, I'll be jumping kind of all over the place. But in Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. So, darkness is wicked. When we were out door knocking in Augusta, Kansas last week, we had campaigns for school. And the congregation there wanted us to go around the whole neighborhood in Augusta and knock on doors and invite them to a parenting seminar. We also had, they also were going to do an event on the 31st, trunk or treat for the kids. So we'll go around and knock on people, and a lot of people were very receptive. And there's some people that, you know, were mad and slammed the door on us, or they yell at us, or they're just completely, as soon as they heard the word church, they shut off. Well, I want to say that there's a darkness in their lives, the people that are slamming those doors on us and just shutting off, because they are filled with wickedness and they're not searching. There's a certain type of darkness that is blocking them to be able to hear anything that is religious and that's speaking God's word. So we need to be able to somehow reach them, and as we're door knocking, we tried different tactics, so not saying, oh, we're from this church, or, you know, we're doing this event, and we'd be happy to come, and just little things. And I've started to notice that, you know, if you're walking up to someone with a smile on your face, and you stand at their door, and you step back, trying to be as comfortable, put them in a comfortable situation, even though it's their home, they actually sat there and listened to you a little bit longer. And the one thing that we always prayed about on this campaign is just one soul. If we can just save one soul, that whole entire campaign is worth it. So that was our slogan and our logo for the whole campaign, and it was good. But let's go back to this darkness. Sorry for the little tangent. But if we choose darkness instead of light, then we are chasing Satan. If you wouldn't mind turning to Colossians 3, 1 through, Colossians 3, verses 1 and 3. 1 through 3. It says, "Therefore, if you have not been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." I want to pay attention to verse 2 for a second. The beginning, it says, "Set your mind on things, on the things above." That word, "set your mind on," is phronero in the Greek. It actually means to be intent on. So let's change the word for that sentence. So be intent on the things above. So we have a sense to be able to be intentional on what we're thinking. We can think about evil things, and we can think about godly things. We can purposely set our mind on God. I think we forget that at times. I know I do, sadly, even though I'm going to school. But for us to be able to put our minds on things, I want to use an example. Let's just say I have a huge money bag here, and I say, "You can take this money." Now, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with money. But if I say there's this big money bag here and you can't take it whatsoever, and you're sitting there plotting on, like, "I'm going to steal that money. I'm gonna do it this way. I'm going to wait until he's asleep at his home, and I'm going to come in and take it." You are intentionally thinking about evil things. And at that point, wouldn't you say it's sinning? I would. I would say that we have to intentionally set our minds on things that are good. Now, let's go to what is light. We know light is God. God is love. And if you turn to John, 1 John 1, 5 through 10, I want to go through this verse by verse, and I'm going to say a little thing about each verse real quick. So in verse 5, "This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." So God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So if we are living like God, there should be no darkness in our life, in our minds, in our hearts. There should be no darkness. All right, so verse 6. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." All right, so he's telling us that if I am doing this sinful thing, and I say, "Oh, I am still right with God," there's something wrong with going on there. So we are in darkness because we're not trying to repent of that one thing that we're sinning about. We're not bringing it to light. All right, so verse 7. "But if we walk in the light, as he himself is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from sin." So if we repent of that sin that we're not telling people of, but we learn about it and we know it's a sin, we will want to come to Christ. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse us of our sins. And in verse 8, it says, "If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us." All right, so he just said that not like two verses ago, but in a different way. So we know all humans sin. We have to realize we are not perfect. And if we say that I haven't sinned since I was baptized, red flag. We have. The thing is that we have to repent and we have to fully change. We have to know, "Hey, this is not right. God wants me to do this. I'm going to stop it right here." And then we go on, "I messed up. I'm going to change something." All right, so then I go on, a couple of years down the road, it happens again. Man, all right, I need someone else to help me now. Let's go to the church. And you tell the church what's going on. Say that you're struggling. And I bet you every church that you go to that's loving and caring will do something about it. I guarantee you there's going to be a member that you can get along with, and they can be your accountability and hold you to what you are going on so you can stay on that straightened path so you and that person can go to heaven. How great is that? I got to say, when I was in the world. I thought I had friends that would help me on that straightened path. Let me down. Since I've been in the church, not even once. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. That's the church. We need to be reminded that when we come asking for help, we will get that help. Like I just said, the church is loving and caring and will do anything to help you to get to heaven. Verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, okay, I remember hearing that before, but if we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So we just saw this in verses 6 and 8, right? I just want to point out that he didn't tell us just once, not twice, but three times he told us that if we sinned and we are deceiving ourselves, we are not bringing it to light, we're just continuing in this thing. I remember in your lesson, you're saying that if we are stuck in sin and we're not doing anything about it, like, there's something wrong with us. I forget what your thesis was, but I loved it. I wish I wrote it down. I seriously do. But God is telling us that we have to make sure we are not walking in darkness. So if we say we have no sin, we have not sinned. And when we make God a liar, he will not be with us. We always have to have that in our mind. So God is the light, and when we walk in the light, we have fellowship with him. And when we fall short and sin, as long as we ask for forgiveness and repentance, then we'll be forgiveness of our sins. We will be forgiven. We have to remember that even though how horrible something is that we did, and as long as we repent of it, and there, if it seems like the people that we've wronged just cannot forgive us, we have to know that God will still forgive us. It might be hard, but it's always best to come forward, even if it might hurt someone else. Even if it might hurt your reputation, you're standing with God. But we have to know that it's something that God will want us to do. And when I hear this, I think of a baby. I think of like when a newborn is trying to walk and they fall. And you hear, they're looking around like, should I cry? And you hear people saying, oh, no, they reach it out. But that's when they start crying, right? Right. Yeah. I see it as, you know, when I sin, and I'm saying, oh, man, should I cry, God? Like, I still see God's hands reaching out saying, come here, my son. I'll help you up to get you on the right path. This happens even if we're 40. Or, you know, as long as we live, we're going to fall in this category. So we can never let go. So, this brings me to my third point. How can we be this light? We have to be the light that is so bright and cleansed that, you know, that's, I'm going to compare ourselves to a smoke detector and a light, a microwave. And I know it's weird, but if others can't see us, if others can't see a light to God, there's something wrong with us. Sorry. We have to be able to show them that, you know, there's some light. Even if it's so faint, there's something about us that is showing God, that is showing our Lord and Savior, so they can come here and learn more about him. Going back when we're in Augusta, Kansas, as I mentioned, like we did have people yell at us and not and just shut off, but we also had tons of people that were interested in this parenting seminar. People that were they'll walk up the door with the baby, or there'll be like kids in the background screaming and like having playing around, and you could tell the parents just like, ah, I need them to sleep, but They're interested. They were engaged in the conversation. They wanted to know more. They wanted to know the times. It made us feel good. Like, we knew as soon as we also invited them to the trunk or treat for the kids. I gotta say, like, everyone loved that. Because they're like, I'm definitely going to be there for that. I wish they said that to the parenting seminar as much, but we showed them that they're a light. When we walked up the door with our smile, with like a smile on our face, and we step back and try to make them as comfortable as possible answering the door. We try to talk clearly and like trying to be exciting, and we were excited. It gave a sona about us to show people that, hey, we're good people. We're just trying to invite you to something that could possibly change your lives. And if you only let us in and just hear us out. And I did the Devo there in the Augusta, Kansas. And I was trying to tell the congregation there, we were the first faces that they saw. We were that beginning light. And once they come in your doors, you are the second encounter that they have. And that second encounter could be their last encounter. They could be the third encounter if they come back. They were the people that drew them in and kept them there. And I have to say, this congregation here, of being able to reach out in the community and help other students in other places, you're doing the exact same thing, just in different ways. If we turn to Isaiah 9:2, the people who walk in darkness will see the great light. Those who live in darkness, dark lands, the light will shine on them. So when we walk in the light, people notice. And they will see God in us. And I want to ask you guys all here a question. If just answer this to yourself. Am I shining as bright as that smoke detector? Am I shining as bright as that microwave? If like I said, I know it's weird to compare yourself to those, but we have to be shining it so bright that there is no darkness at all. We have to shine so bright that our care and love for others shine so that it can be seen from anyone that we come in contact with. And we have to shine so bright that the people on our block and those that we come in contact with can see that the Lord is working in us. If there is anyone here that is not in Christ, that is in Christ but is not shining as bright as they want to, or is having a hard time with anything that is keeping them from shining as bright, to be with God, I ask you to come forward. And if anyone here that is not in Christ, I want to ask you that one question is, if you die today, where will you go? I know we've asked many other people that same question. But just let it settle in and think about it. Please come forward as we stand and sing.